You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There's been a lot of deaths and injuries close to the water recently. Can you tell us why this is?
Yes, look, from our perspective, too many. We want to see people enjoying the water, but we want to see them enjoying it safely. And I think there is one common factor cutting through, and it's that people aren't obeying all of the key safety messages. And they're very simple. Swim between the flags, first and foremost. If you don't know the beach, if you're not comfortable around the water, please, please swim between the flags. It's enjoyable. You've got lifeguards there watching it. You're not going to have surfers or board riders cut across you. So swim between the flags. Two, keep your children within arm's reach. That's not up the beach. That's not in eyesight. That's within arm's reach so you can grab them, because things happen quickly in the water. And never surf or swim alone. So those are the three key messages. Don't pick one of the three. Don't pick two of the three. Use all three of them to ensure you're going to have a safe and enjoyable time at the beach, because none of our lifeguards want to see people getting hurt or injured on the beaches.
So these recent cases, have they all, if they had applied these three key messages, could it have been prevented?
I think had they had been in a situation where they had applied those rules, we wouldn't have seen the same outcome. And that's not to say that death would have been completely avoidable. It means they would have mitigated the risk and there would have been far less chance of drowning and injury.
It's not that simple, though, in terms of those three key messages, because anything could happen, right?
And I think that's it. So there is still going to be the unknown unknowns out there, but this is about minimizing the risks. So we know there's been no drownings between the flags. So swimming between the flags is the number one safest option, A, because there's lifeguards right there in that flagged area ready to respond if anything goes wrong. B, we put them in the safest part of the beach and we move them to the safest part of the beach. So we're doing the job to minimize the risk for you there. That being said, if you have a child or someone that you're providing care to in the water, keep them within arm's reach, because things happen quickly. Swim between the flags, keep the children within arm's reach. And even if you are competent around the water, don't surf or swim alone. And that's not us being fun police. That's us taking our 100 years of learning and history and seeing all these tragedies and saying, our job is to prevent those tragedies. What's the best way we can do that?
The recent drownings, is there some sort of trend that sees like a high number of cases as opposed to a low number spread out over a certain period of time? Is this something that we can read into, or are these just pure
really
accidents?
So they're all unique. They're unique in the activity. They're unique in the demographic of the victim, and they're unique in the location. Some are in the north, some are in Waikato, some are on the west coast of Auckland. But what we are seeing, which is trending, is none of the three recent drownings applied all three of those key safety messages.
When there are huge amounts of people on the beach, what is it that people can do to kind of help lifeguards?
Follow their advice, work with the lifeguards, like any public service, and we are a public service, work with the lifeguards. That could be following their advice, engaging with them. I think if the lifeguards give you advice, they're more than happy for you to query them and ask why that is, so you can increase your knowledge. But to sit there and disregard it really means you're wasting their time and their energies. And more often than not, that's time they're giving up voluntarily. Work with the lifeguard, and we say it again, use common sense. It's not all that common on the beaches.
What if you're going swimming in a place where there are no lifeguards?
Really good question. Look, New Zealand has so many coastal treasures which we do not yet have a lifeguard service or lifeguard supervision model at. Most of the far north and on the east coast doesn't have lifeguards. So keep your children in reach still if it's not a flagged area. Make sure you never surf or swim alone. Know your limits. Here it's really important to know your limits and to understand the water you're getting into, because a lot of the risk proverbially lies below the surface. So if you don't know what you're doing, make sure you have someone there who's competent around the water. And if you do see someone in trouble, dial 111 and ask for police. And we say that because we know the natural urge if a loved one is in the water is to go out there and to rescue them, but we don't want to be making two rescues or two tragedies. So before you do anything, dial 111 or have someone else dial 111, ask for police and report the emergency. And that means the lifeguard and emergency services can start responding straight away. I think that we're partway into the summer. It has not been a good start to 2019 on the beaches, and that's something we can change as the public, and that's something the Surf Lifesavers want to see changed. It's also really important to note that every weekend we're out there enjoying those beaches, those lifeguards who are watching us are giving up their time. So, you know, a round of applause for those lifeguards. Not only are they giving up their time on the weekends, they lead busy lives Monday to Friday like everybody else so we can enjoy the water. They're really putting themselves in danger and out there giving a stellar service so we can all enjoy our lovely beaches. They're not getting paid. In fact, they're under-resourced as clubs. So they're working 7 days a week as volunteers just to put that service on in one form or another. So let's acknowledge them and a round of applause for the lifeguards.
On that note, I mean, when a death occurs, there's huge sort of trauma for the family of that person, right? But what is the effect on the lifeguards?
That's good. The social cost of drowning is huge across the whole community. It affects the Māori of the beach and the community who use it. But the lifeguards, too, are directly involved in that because they've responded to the incident and they've been there in a sense where they're trying to prevent it. So they haven't achieved their outcome of stopping that death or injury.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.